Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, but I'm also Gaius in the first century AD. I emphasize this. This has been a glorious century for models of empire. We've had every different kind of emperor we can imagine, including the potential for Cleopatra to be part of the empire's executive. We called it the court. And Mark Antony and she planned to take over the whole of the empire, except for a bad day in Actium. We're now looking at where we are in the latter part of the first century AD, when Domitian, who was reckless and indifferent to the Senate, fell. He was assassinated, is the talk. I don't give that any particular credence. I just mentioned that's what the history books say. Replaced by a man named Nerva, who was successful but died of a fever in 2 years. So he was only there 20 minutes as far as the Romans are concerned. And that's not enough time to get letters back and forth three times to the legates guarding the empire. And then the empire was inherited by Trajan, who did a wonderful job from 101 AD, a few years hence to where we are now, till his death in 118, and passed the empire on to Hadrian. They did these things by adopting cousins and relatives and nephews. It was very neatly done. Trajan and Hadrian were soldiers. They completely understood the army. They were very uncomfortable in Rome, but they were very successful. And Hadrian took over and ruled until he handed it off to the man who would become Marcus Aurelius in the 130s. So we have a good run ahead of us. And I fancy this question for you, Germanicus. Trajan inherits from Nerva, from Domitian, who was despised, battle-tested legions, great defenses on the Rhine, a full treasury, Rome at peace, a million people in Rome, in the city itself, largest city in the solar system, and the confidence of the trade negotiations throughout the Mediterranean basin. We were globalized. Those are roughly things you could say about the American empire today. I know it's relative, but you could say that. Compared to what, John? Compared to everybody else. Even China, the rising power, has a very troubled economy it can't fix. We fix our economy, the Americans do. So, when will the Americans enjoy the success they now represent? Is the question for you, Germanicus. When is enough enough?
The Romans had an answer to that, and that was to stop expanding beyond your means. And the first and very abrupt wake-up call to that effect came with Varus and the loss of the three legions in the Teutoburger Wald in 9 AD. And the Romans were pushing into Germany because they still felt they had a head of steam from the days of Caesar and the conquest of Gaul. They stopped after the disaster in 9 AD, and they consolidated. And the one exception, of course, was Claudius' invasion of Britain. And Trajan went into Dacia only because Rome was embroiled in wars with them, and he was a stupendous enough general to be able to actually not simply master, but conquer and subjugate the Dacians for 160 years.
Right, they did a Carthage on him. Yeah, that was Trajan.
You know, Trajan also conquered Mesopotamia, and Hadrian immediately gave that up when he became emperor.
All right, you're describing America. Was it enough?
Yeah.
It was enough for the Romans when Trajan got back to Rome in 105.
Right,
there was nothing but celebration. They thought the man They knew he was a man, not a god, but they thought they had a first-rate leader, and they did.
There's a lesson here, and that is that under Mr. Biden, because of his age, he was still enraptured by the vision of America as the global hegemon, which of course means global leader. It doesn't mean global conqueror, but it means global leader. And we were no longer up to that. We blew it in the endless wars after 2001, and we blew it by letting our economy de-industrialize for those 20 years. And so now we have an opportunity to do, say, what Hadrian did, or what was done by Augustus after 9 AD, and that's to pull back. Does the United States have to be the world hegemon? Right now, in terms of American alliances and areas where the U.S. has a kind of predominant influence, that covers half the world. All the Western Hemisphere, or 90% of it, all of Europe in the form of NATO, and as well, Japan, Korea, Australia, that's half the world, the Pacific.
In other words, the defenses on the Rhine are secure. They're very strong. The legions are battle-tested. Nobody's coming. Nobody was attacking Rome. The Dacians were on their home territory on the Danube, and Trajan conquered them. Good for him. He didn't have to. That was just what he thought his job was. Now, we don't have to conquer Russia and China. We don't have to do it.
This was the hubris of Mr. Biden, and it's tremendous hubris because he was given the Ukraine portfolio by Mr. Obama, and he went and ran with it and helped to create this massive mess. And you can look at interviews, just Google Biden saying, "This is America. We're the greatest power in all history." Well, that has to be recalibrated. And the fact is that Mr. Trump had that kind of revision and retrenchment in his sights and said so. And the question is, can the new Democrat order that is being formulated now, can it also come to terms with this or not?
Will it industrialize that blue temperament?
It what?
Will it industrialize the blue?
I don't know that blue today has a coherent strategic vision and a capacity to do a full net assessment. And for the U.S. to get to the point, again, where it had a set of legions that were up to a task will require a kind of reindustrializing of American manufacturing, and it will require a major investment. And I don't see that happening. So if the U.S. isn't going to rebuild its military, and in large part, it can't because of the manufacturing decline, but also because of the massive debt, then the U.S. has to retrench. It has to pull back, or it faces a calamitous outcome.
Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius John Batchelor. We're headed to the theater. You know, Germanicus, I've been thinking about Greek theater, why it makes me despair so much. I think we're getting Antigone tonight. It's so gloomy, and it's defeatist. People are always punished. That isn't how we Romans think.
Right.
Our enemies are punished, but not Rome. We're not punished. And we succeed even when we sort of cheat a little bit. And the Greeks seem to be fascinated by the idea of justice. That isn't a Roman concern. Property, we concern ourselves with. But we're the might of Rome. The Greeks never enjoyed that for a moment, did they? Might.
Well, they have a tragic vision. And that Rome never adopted the tragic vision. They adopted everything else the Greeks did.
Right.
Except that.
Yes, we didn't suffer losers. Germanicus, Gaius, Londinium, 91 AD, springtime, the fall ahead of us, peaceful, the Thames is a little turbulent. We're headed to the theater after we sacrifice to the great god Augustus. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.